The history of Scottish football, especially in its early years, has been one of changing teams. Some clubs are formed, live for a few years, and then go out of business. Despite this, many of those sides have a place in the Celtic story, having featured in various significant moments in the boys' history. This podcast tells the tale of many of these games and now defunct teams. Abercorn were a Paisley club that existed from 1877 until 1920. They played in the first ever Scottish League and twice reached the semi-final of the Scottish Cup. However, one of those games involved a 10-1 defeat, which is a joint record at this stage of the competition. Abercorn faced Celtic on various occasions, but their most notable part in Celtic history is as the boys' first competitive opponents. After Celtic's opening game in May 1888, they played other friendlies as well. However, the Celts' first competition was in the 1888 Glasgow Exhibition Cup. In the opening match of the tournament, which was played in August 1888, Celtic drew 1-1 with the Abbeys. Another long-forgotten football team connected to Celtic is Cambuslang. They played from 1874 until 1897 and were also founder members of the Scottish League. In 1888, the year of Celtic's first game, Cambuslang reached the Scottish Cup final but lost 6-1 to Renton, which is the record defeat in such a final. Cambuslang's Celtic connection is a slightly confusing one. Officially, they were the first visitors to Celtic Park for a league game, and also the first team that Celtic beat at home in the league. This was a 5-2 win for the boys in September 1890. The confusion relates to another long-gone team, Renton. They also played in the first Scottish League, and actually beat Celtic 4-1 in Glasgow's East End on the opening day of the maiden Scottish League season. However, they were later thrown out of the competition, and so their results were annulled, which makes Cambuslang Celtic's first official league guests. One non-Scottish side that the Celts played was Corinthians. This London-based team existed from 1882 until 1939. Their name has become synonymous with good sportsmanship. People in teams demonstrating fair play are often said to be showing the concept of the Corinthian spirit. In 1889, Corinthians became the first team that the boys played out with Scotland. In February of that year, Celtic lost 3-1 in London. The match was held at the Oval, which is now much more famous as a cricket venue. One former Glasgow team that's connected to the Celts is Cowlairs. This North Glasgow side were based in Springburn and lasted for only 20 years, from 1876 until 1896. Yet they still had numerous significant Celtic links. In May 1888, along with Edinburgh Hibernian, Cowlairs played the first ever game at the original Celtic Park. This opening match ended 0-0. And then later that same year, Cowlairs became Celtic's first ever cup final opponents, with the North Glasgow team winning 2-0 in the Glasgow Exhibition Cup final. It's fair to say the Celts more than had their revenge for this defeat. In the same month as the final defeat, September 1888, Celtic beat Cowlairs 8-0 in the Scottish Cup, which is the boys' record winning margin in that competition. And then, in May 1889, Celtic overcame Cowlairs 6-1 to win the Glasgow Northeastern Cup, which was the Celts' first competitive win. Dumbarton Athletic existed from 1881 until 1889. They struggled to compete with the richer and better established clubs such as Dumbarton, Renton and Vale of Leven. Eventually, they were taken over by Dumbarton, partly due to the high debts owed by Athletic. In their short life, Dumbarton Athletic had one notable Celtic link. They were the first team that Celtic ever beat in a competitive match. In the 1888 Glasgow Exhibition Cup, Celtic had drawn with Abercorn in the opening round, and it is likely that Abercorn scratched the replay, meaning they declined to play, which put the Celts into round two. In the second round of the competition, the Glasgow East End men played Dumbarton Athletic. The match was a simple one for the Celts, who were 3 goals ahead before half-time, although the final score was 3-1. While Celtic would go on to win much bigger competitive games, this was where it all began. Another prominent side of Irish extraction in the late 1800s was Dundee Harp, often called simply Harp. they were in existence from 1879 until 1894. Some of the people involved with the club would later go on to form Dundee Hibernian, who eventually changed their name to Dundee United. As arguably the second most prominent Irish team in Scotland, behind Edinburgh Hibs, Hearts were regular visitors to Glasgow's East End. They were invited to play friendly games that were used to fund charity in the area, including the poor children's dinner table that inspired Celtic's formation. In June 1888, Hearts became the second visitors to the original Celtic Park, and the first non-Glasgow team that the Celts played. With the boys winning this game 1-0, thanks to a Johnny Coleman goal, this was the first time that Celtic kept a clean sheet, with Michael Dolan being the goalkeeper who did this. The most notable Leaf team are of course Hibernian. However, they have also had a local rival, Leaf Athletic. The Leafers were founded in 1887. At various times they have gone out of business and been reformed, including a modern day side with the same name. On the night that Celtic first became league champions, Leaf Athletic were the boys' opponents. In May 1893, the Edinburgh men came to Celtic Park for a midweek match. A 3-1 victory for the Glasgow team ensured that Celtic won their first league flag. Another defunct English team with Celtic connections is Mitchell St George's. They were a Birmingham team formed in 1875. When England adopted professionalism in football, many Birmingham teams struggled to compete with clubs like Aston Villa, and so Mitchell St George were dissolved in 1892. The Midland side are notable as Celtic's first ever non-Scottish opponents. On Hogmanay 1888, the Birmingham men came north to Glasgow for a charity game in aid of the poor children's dinner table. Playing at Celtic Park, the boys acted as less than gracious hosts as they hammered their visitors 7-1. Newcastle West End were another notable team that no longer exist, although they do still have a modern connection. They were a club for only 10 years, being founded in 1882 before disappearing in 1892. This was due to a merger with Newcastle East End, although in truth East End really took them over. This new team was given the name Newcastle United. Newcastle West End have a Celtic link as the first team that the Celts beat outside of Scotland. The boys had gone to London and lost in February 1889. But the following month, Celtic went to West End's ground, St James's Park. The green and white men won an exciting match 4-3, ensuring Celtic had their first victory out with Scotland's borders. Brenton have already been mentioned in this podcast. Celtic played them on the opening day of the first Scottish League season, with the boys losing. However, as Brenton were later thrown out of the league, this match isn't officially recorded. The West Dunbartonshire Club were formed in 1872 and ended in 1922. Brenton were a very significant Scottish club in the late 1800s. As well as helping set up the Scottish League and then being briefly ejected from it, they twice won the Scottish Cup. Their 1888 Cup victory set up a match against West Bromwich Albion, the FA Cup holders, which led to the Scotsmen being crowned champions of the world. Brenton were the first visitors to the second and current Celtic Park. In August 1892, the Dark Blues, as they were known, faced Celtic in the opening game of that season's Scottish League, which would end with Celtic being champions for the first time. Celtic won an exciting match 4-3 in an encounter which included numerous firsts. Jock Bell of Brenton became the first man to score at Celtic Park, before Johnny Campbell was the first Celt to do so. And in this game, Johnny Madden of Celtic and McQuilkie of Brenton became the first men to be sent off at the ground. One near neighbour of Celtic was Shettleston. This other Glasgow East End team lasted for only 10 years, formed in 1879 and then dissolved in 1889. Shettleston were Celtic's first Scottish Cup opponents, in a competition that was then considered to be the country's most important. In September 1888, Celtic beat their local rivals 5-1. Which also makes Shettleston the first team to play a competitive game at Celtic Park, and Celtic's first competitive opponent in a tournament that still exists. Shettleston also have the unfortunate record of being one of two teams against whom the Celts have scored 11 goals. Celtic's all-time record win was an 11-0 league defeat of Dundee in 1895. However, in October 1888, the boys hammered Shettleston 11-2 in a Glasgow Cup tie. One of the most famous extinct Scottish clubs is Fird Lanark. The Glasgow South Siders were formed in 1872, but then dissolved in 1967, the same year the boys were crowned Kings of Europe. In August 1888, the Warriors became the first team to beat Celtic away from Celtic Park. Celtic's first defeat had been a 4-3 loss at home to Clyde in June 1888. A few weeks later, the Celts lost by the same scoreline when playing at the original Gafkin Park. Fird Lanark also have a unique claim to be the only club Celtic have faced in the Scottish Cup final without beating. In Celtic's first season, 1888-89, the boys reached three cup finals, including the country's main competition, the Scottish Cup. Playing at the second Hampden Park, which later became the second and modern-day Gafkin Park, Celtic lost 2-0 to their South Side opponents. In the intervening years, Celtic have defeated at least once every club they've faced in the Scottish Cup final. The exception is the Warriors, something that cannot change since their 1967 dissolution. One extinct club that didn't play the Celts but had a strong connection with them was Glasgow Hibernian. They were founded in 1889 as a direct rival to Celtic by people who felt the boys did not have enough of a focus on charity or Catholicism. This included some men who'd been involved in Celtic's establishment. The original plan was to lure Edinburgh Hibs to Glasgow. When this failed, another club was started with its base in the south side, only around 2 miles from Celtic Park. This West Coast Hibs team proved to be no challenge and lasted only until 1890, when they collapsed amidst a series of legal and financial challenges. Celtic have of course faced many other teams that have since become defunct. One example would be a blue-shirted Glasgow South Side club that the boys played in their first ever game. However, it's not clear what actually happened to them. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter, X or Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic history walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more details.